I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The National Republican Senatorial Committee and Colorado Senator Cory Gardner are urging Alabama Democrat Doug Jones, who won that state's special election yesterday, to vote with the GOP. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Brooklyn has more.
Senator Cory Gardner heads the Republican Senate's fundraising arm and says he hopes Jones will do the right thing and truly represent Alabama by choosing to vote with the Senate Republican majority. Alabama hasn't elected a Democratic senator since the early 1990s and is reliably conservative. The National Republican Senatorial Committee pulled its support for Republican Roy Moore after he was accused of pursuing teenage girls while he was in his 30s and engaging in inappropriate sexual contact with a 14-year-old. Senator Gardner said the results are clear, that the people of Alabama deem Moore unfit to serve. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Brooklyn.
A former U.S. Air Force Academy official who was harshly criticized for her handling of sexual assault said the school made her a scapegoat for its problems. Teresa Beasley also said commanders are downplaying the number of attacks at the school. The Academy released a report last month accusing Beasley of mismanaging the school's sexual assault prevention office. The report said Beasley should be fired, but she eventually resigned. Beasley told CBS this week the school wanted to fire her because she challenged commanders over their treatment of victims. Academy officials yesterday denied Beasley was made a scapegoat, saying other staffers in her office were disciplined for problems there. They also disputed her claim that they underreported the number of attacks. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.